Hang on, I got to get all suited up. We had to kick Lou out. He was not behaving, and we had to send him to what we call time out because he was being a little bit of a jerk. He likes to get in the way. All right, let's get. So we're going to do something new today. We're going to get Coach MJ promoted. She's going to be on screen, guys, but she is not going to be speaking. We are doing this to hopefully help some of you with the iPad issues that that's going on with Zoom. And looks like it's sometimes you have a black screen, and it. We have done some research for you guys. It looks like it is Zoom. And iPads or those type of tablet devices sometimes are not playing well together. If you email us or if you go to the website, for those of you who don't know, if you go to NoBS.com, NoBSWomen.com, there's a question mark in the bottom right-hand side of the screen. And it will send a message directly to our customer service department. So if you want to get in touch with us, that is the surefire way to do so. Sometimes when you guys email us, through your email, what we have found is sometimes people are like, I didn't get a response. There's a typo. There's, you know, something going on with your email that doesn't get it to our email. So if you really want to make sure that it happens, you can always go to the question mark, the bottom right-hand side of the screen on the website, and you can ask a question of like, use that. Just remember, that's customer support. That's not coaches. So if you have a question about think, feel, do cycles, if you have a question about like, I've been working on a thought and blah, 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 all of that goes to ask coaches. You can bring it to a call or you can post it inside Facebook. But if you're having a tech issue or you need help with something along those lines, a customer service thing, like maybe you're having problems downloading your podcast or something along those lines, you can always go to the question mark and that will get it directly to Vern or my mother. Those are the two people that work inside of our customer service support. Like I said, Coach MJ's up here. We have heard that for some reason that if I have someone else on screen with me, that it helps the tablet issue. So we're going to try that. All right. For those of you who are watching and you're like, Corinne, what happened to your hair? I have extensions. I cannot wash them until Friday. I will get used to fixing my hair, but yes, I had decided to go long. I turned 47 and I just wanted a fresh look. And so I'm trying extensions for a little while. I've got to figure out how to use a curling iron. This bitch has not used a curling iron in years. Today, I flat ironed it to see like a little bit, just to kind of see what it would look like a little straighter. So always be willing to play with your style, to see what it's going to look like. So I just didn't want anybody to be like, is that Corinne? All right. So here's how this call works. First and foremost, let me see if I can get my son to bring me my glasses. I left them in the other room. Let's see. Where is Logan Crabtree? Well, here's Chris Crabtree. I need a Crabtree to do something for me. You can type in the Q&A box and that will get your question to me. Coach MJ will be also reading those. So if it's something that she can just answer, she is going to answer it over there. And then I am going to pull up. We have one question that came in already that somebody would love to have answered. So I'm going to read that and start there. All right. Let me do it on the screen because the print's bigger. While journaling this morning, I came up with my goal weight is from a younger version of myself and it is not realistic at my age. This makes me feel defeated and then I don't work on the four basics. I'm struggling with how to move the needle on this thought in a better direction without going so far that the new thought just isn't believable to me at all. So there's two ways to approach this. Number one is why not just try on an unbelievable thought for a while? Very often when we are going to change our thoughts, I think a lot of you are afraid of having an unbelievable thought. But if it's like, I want you to think about this. It kind of gives you an anchor to where you would like to go with your thinking. It's this idea of like, and this is what I want you to consider. Just because a thought feels unbelievable to you or is a reach, that doesn't make it any less true. It doesn't make it any less possible. I want you to consider that the only thing that's happening inside of your brain right now is that your old thought is just feeling more real right now because it's been the one on repeat for so long. So that doesn't take away from the new one. And I think that's an important distinction for all of you, is that a new thought that might feel unbelievable does not take away from one that you want to believe. So that's like number one. The second thing is, let's just talk about it not being realistic at your age. I think a lot of us do this to ourselves. So I personally have been working on this myself. When I first lost all of my weight and then I went into bodybuilding competitions, I weighed less than what I weigh now. Like I had got, like at one competition, I was down to 128 pounds. Now, I'm just going to tell all of you right now, I was a sack of bones. Like I wouldn't even choose that anymore for me. I mean, here comes my beautiful husband. Come say hello to the peoples. You have to actually get in. They're not going to hear you. You have to like get in there and wave. There you go. But he will tell you that, especially for that competition, I did not look my best. Remember the competition, that season where I got so skinny? Yes. Okay. So Chris is nodding his head. I know you can't hear him, but you know, there you go. He says, I'm definitely looking better now. And trust me, I was trying on, I'm doing a boudoir shoot on Friday. It's partly for body positivity, but I will literally be taking pictures in the bra and the panties like many of you have been doing lately. I have all my own thoughts that come up about it, but last night I was trying on some of the things that I bought for it because if you don't know, I don't wear a lot of bra. I'm not even wearing a bra now. I don't like to wear bras. I also don't wear a lot of panties. I like to go commando. There's only one time a month that I wear panties, and that's when I'm on my period. Other than that, I don't wear them. So I had to actually buy some undergarments to be able to do this photo shoot. Otherwise, I would just be taking pictures in period panties, which not what I wanted to do. So anyway, I'm trying all this stuff on for him last night, and it was hard for me. Like it was hard. It was at first, the reason why it was hard at first was I had a lot of doubt that I was going to look good. I had a lot of doubt that that I should even do this, all this other kind of stuff. So it wasn't hard because it's true. It was hard because my default brain was offering up what it always does, which is some kind of like, you know, pitiful thoughts about my body. And then I tried the stuff on, and of course, Chris had amazing comments and all this other kind of stuff. But this is where I want to teach you guys. It doesn't help you to rely on external opinions. It is nice to get that feedback. It is awesome when someone tells you, but if you don't believe it in yourself, you hear it and you think, I wonder if they're telling the truth. Well, he would say that because he's my husband. That's the things that I noticed that came up next for me. So it was like, first thing that happened was I had all of my thoughts about like what I would normally think. And the way that I like to think about it is for all of you, because I watch a lot of you judge your initial thinking as if it's bad, it shouldn't be there. If I think this, I'm going to blah, blah, blah. This makes me feel bad. I like to always think about like, this is the default thinking that I have. This is just what the habit brain will throw up first, because the habit brain doesn't know any better. And that's okay. As long as I'm listening to it and hearing it, and even if I feel it a little bit, I know at the end of the day, it's okay, because whatever I'm thinking in the moment is just thinking. That has been one of the most powerful thought switches that I have had in probably the last 2 years since I've been being privately coached, is that it really doesn't matter what I think about something, because it is just my thinking. And I've seen times in my life when I've been able to change some thinking and it make me feel better. I've seen myself be able to change how I think about myself in some areas, and now I believe that. So that gives me some relief and some hope and some confidence that if my brain thinks some bullshit, it's okay. It doesn't mean it's real. So first stage is like, I'm, you know, going to put the bra and the panties on, and my brain goes up to self-doubt and self-loathing and you're not going to look good. I don't know if you should do this, blah, blah, blah. The next thing that happens is I recognize that. The next thing that happens is I seek some external help. So I'm like, tell me what you think. Like, it's like me trying to decide, is it okay for me to believe something new about me? And so I start asking Chris, and of course, his opinion is amazing. But because I still have work to do on my body, even when he says a lot of stuff, I'm grateful that he feels that way. But I didn't automatically go like, oh, the Bible has spoken. I guess I'm wrong. Okay, now this is what we believe. And this is what we do to ourselves often. We keep trying to find external validation out in the world to feel better rather than really digging into why we don't feel better to start with. And then when you figure all of that out, when you get the external validation, it feels better. It's more believable. So I had my moments where there was the parts of me that's not super confident about my body cast a little doubt. Like, should we believe him? He's like, that's my husband. I don't know. He would say that. Do I get to think I look good? I was in that stage. Third stage, I decided to go check in the mirror for myself. Sashay on into the mirror. And I really went into the mirror just deciding, like, you look good. Like, your brain lies a lot about how you look. Like, that was the motivation that I went into looking at the mirror with. It's like, I know that your brain lies a lot. Your brain tells you that you're not worthy. Your brain tells you that, you know, you're never going to look the way that you think you should and blah, blah, blah. So I went into the mirror with that mindset that my brain is kind of set up. It's really default and set up to not feel amazing. So I'm going to need to go into the mirror and take a deep breath and tell myself, this is great. Like, this is a good color on you. This does this for this part of your body. It's okay if there are parts of your body that, you know, that you may not like. Like, I've been telling myself a lot lately, I have got to either quit wishing I look better because that's painful. I need to quit fantasizing that there is something out there that's going to get my body to look like the image I want in my head, which is like what our first person was writing. We hang on to these ideas that, like, in her mind, it's like, I want to weigh this. And sometimes what we do is we set ourselves up for something impossible. And then we spend the rest of our life feeling very, you got to turn your camera off, feeling very defeated because we're not getting this impossible, like, bar that we've set. And that's what I've done. Like, what I want to tell you guys, what's happened with me and my body and what I'm working on and doing inner child work and all kinds of stuff with my own coach right now is I know that if I didn't have certain images in my body that I would love to have, if I didn't have that part, I would be so happy today. And so my work is to start questioning that and to be so aware of when I'm doing it to myself and taking time to generate thoughts on purpose that I want to think about me and not get all upset when I'm, you know, not feeling good and stuff. And so we've, like, when I teach you guys camp, one of the things that I'm doing to get ready for camp, and I will just tell you, all you bitches to thank me right now. I am spending every Monday at 11 a.m. Central Time with my coach doing my own inner child work. This last week, I shit you not, I cried so hard I couldn't breathe. And at one point, I was wiping my face so much, I swear to God, it was going raw. Because I need to go back and figure out all of these times in my life where it was implanted on me that there was something better than me. And going back and remembering that stuff is so emotional. It is so incredibly emotional. But on the other side of it is so much understanding. Like, I've spent a lifetime overwhelmed with confusion as to why I want certain things. I've spent a lifetime of feeling less than because of something that I picked up at the age of 12. And like that feeling of understanding where this came from is so relieving now. It like it's opening the door to all the things I could be believing. It's explaining why I've banged my head against the wall for so long about my looks and my weight and things like that. So I share all of that with you for a couple reasons. I think a lot of you are afraid to get in there and figure out why you're feeling and showing up the way you do. You know it is your thinking, and you get so scared of your thinking. And I just want to tell you, it is okay. If you come to camp, I'm going to take you through on day one, our diet history. I'm going to explain to you so much of what you believe right now, where it originated from, just so you can be like, oh, if that's where it came from, maybe I don't want it. I just didn't know all this. So there's always enlightenment on that side. And then we're going to spend the entire afternoon of day one doing some inner child work, where I'm going to teach you how to go back and look at what that little person in you, like, why, you know, she's in you now. Why is she scared? Why is she offering up so much bullshit and stuff like that? So that you can have, like, I want to teach you how to have like two versions of you. The version of you that's scared and afraid with a lot of thinking that you're just like, I know intellectually it doesn't make sense. But I want you to be able to have the skill of seeing that as your childlike version of you, so that you can also craft what we call the adult version of you. The reasoning brain is the adult version of you. And most of us have not been taught the skill of figuring out how to craft that version, how to create that parent that we always wanted, or the maybe you had great parents, but you want to create the parent of today to keep doing the job. And so I really want to teach you guys that skill. And that's what I'm working on the next few months, so that I'm prepared to go in with you guys. So when we come back to this weight, and it's not realistic at my age, this is the thought that brings so much pain. Just like for me, it's not like for there. I had a very similar thought, which is I had to come to grips with, I'm never going to look the way I want. Ever. Like, I still get upset about it. They're still grieving. And that's what I want to say, is that it's a, like, don't fight that part. Like, don't fight that part. Let yourself grieve this thing that you've always told yourself you wanted. And that's what I'm doing. And then I'm questioning, why did I want it to begin with? So that I can understand it's okay to feel bad, that you're not going to get something that you've always told yourself that you wanted. I think that that's called the normal human experience. And then it's okay to also question, why did I want it to begin with? What do I think that that body would do for me? What do I think that weight would do for me? What lies have I told myself that weighing this or looking this way, what does it do for me that probably isn't true? And let me just be real honest. I didn't mean to get this emotional today. I'm not even on my period. A lot of times when I think about the body that I would love to have, like, you should see the legs on my dream body. I mean, they're smoking. Smoking. I always, like, my coach will ask me, and what is it? that when you have legs like this, when your body looks this way, what's so different? And I'm always saying, well, I'll be loved and respected. Like, people will look at me and think, I want to be like her. And she says, the problem is that you don't want to be you. And you have got thousands of people who tell you every day they want to be you. They'd kill to be you. And yet you can't even take it in. And that's what I'm saying. I mean, I want you guys to think about how, like, go through the Facebook group. How many of you tell me every single day, you're so pretty. Like, I would love to look like you. You're so smart. Like, y'all tell me all this stuff. And my head is so fixated on what's wrong with me. And if I only look this way, then I could appreciate all of it. And we do this to ourselves. And so this is the phase that I'm in. I'm like, I've mourned that it's like, I'm still mourning that this is not realistic for me. I built this image, or you want to weigh this. We built this expectation for ourselves from lies, from what society told us, that we think we want to look like this. I think love and acceptance comes from this image. I'm now having to question, where does love and acceptance come from? Where is it missing in my life right now with me? I don't need a different body. I have to start, like, if the ultimate goal is to love and accept myself, that means that the hard part is figuring out where are the places I continue to not love and accept myself now, and figure out the road there at the place I am now. I'm also going to be teaching that at camp, just so you guys know, that will be all of day three. We are doubling down on, like, what does it look like each day? You know, like, let's say you weigh 300 pounds and you're listening to me right now. If the version of you who loses her weight loves and accepts herself, that means the 300-pound version of you today has to start with, every time you're not loving and accepting yourself, being aware of it and saying, stop. Like, period. And that's it. I decide not to unlove, and I decide not to not accept myself today. Period. That's, like, I want to teach you guys the skill of how do you attach to that future version and start taking the steps each and every day? So first is just kind of, sometimes we have to grieve these unrealistic dreams that we have. Just be really honest. The other one is questioning, like, what is it that we think it was going to bring us to begin with? And where is that available now? What in the small ways, the little ways? And then figuring out, like, for me, I have figured out, like, with this body, for you, it may be like, and the weight that is probably, like, healthier at my age now. Because this is the other thing about it being realistic. You could just change the word to what's healthier for me at this age. What my body can get to at this age. And I can appreciate and live fully and love. And then also, like, thinking about with this question, that weight, considering, like, what is it about that weight that makes it special? And then the weight that I feel like would probably be more doable for me, why isn't it as special? And it will always be because of your thinking. Okay, so that was a lot of stuff. I hope it was helpful. So I'm going to go over here to the questions now. I have my glasses, but I do hope that was helpful. I know it was a little bit all over the place, but I just think it's important for all of us to really realize that our goal weight, our size, all of that stuff, it really has nothing to do with those things. It has way more to do with, just ask yourself the question, when I reach this weight, when I reach this size, when I whatever, in my mind, what do I think I'm going to be doing and thinking and feeling? And then you have to draw the line back to, okay, that's really what I want. I've got to quit telling myself it's this size. I've got to quit telling myself it's this weight. And I've got to figure out today how to do those things. And I will promise all of you, the better you feel, the more love you have for yourself, the more compassion, all of that stuff will not keep you from losing weight. It will not, like, you have got to drop the idea that, well, if I let go of that asshole version of me, then I wouldn't, why would I ever want to, you know, lose any weight? You'll want to lose weight because you won't want to overeat anymore. You'll start really noticing, like, I don't want to be the kind of person that ends a bad day with food. Someone who really loves themselves is not doing that. The person who's ending a bad day with food is someone who hasn't yet learned how to truly love themselves. I want to be that. Like, that's the magic in it. Then you get to be really willing to sit with your urges. You're very, you want to do those things more, even when it's not easy, because you know how hard it is to not have your dreams. You start thinking, I would much rather do the work over here where it's uncomfortable than to set myself up to be uncomfortable all the time because I'm not going after what I want. All right. I've noticed I have an overeat every time I do a weigh-in. Because of this, I haven't weighed myself in a month until yesterday. Last night, I had an overeat at dinner and did a discovery. I feel best when I focus on the habit tracker and measure my progress that way. Would it be all right if I just didn't weigh myself? I think it's fine if you don't weigh yourself, but right now you're weighing yourself because you think the scale is causing you to overeat. Remember, the middle of the think, feel, do cycle is think, feel, do. The doing is you skipping weigh-ins. So you've got a number. And then right now the doing is overeat. And it's because of thinking and feeling. It's not because you're weighing in. So I don't mind if you're just like, for now, I really want to focus on my habit tracker and stuff. But you miss out on the opportunity when you're not going to weigh in on figuring out what thoughts are causing overeats. So what I would encourage you to do is see if you can, who would just do this? Make an agreement with yourself. I'm going to weigh in, and the result of this weigh-in is going to be me knowing exactly what my thoughts are all day long about it. So do a check-in when you first weigh in. What do you think about after you weigh in? What do you think about at lunch in regards to the weigh-in? Like, put your brain on high alert. Today, we are here to uncover every thought that we have about how eating and what I weighed today correlate. Because all of those thoughts are the ones you want to work on. Now, you could spend the rest of your life never weighing and never triggering those thoughts, but you would grow more doing that. It's called a thought reveal. So if you go to Thoughts 2.0, I believe it's in the bonus guide. I did a video on what a thought reveal is. You can watch that process and you could do that with the scale. How do I stay feeling connected from my husband when he is miserable and I'm working on thoughts that lead to feeling happy, satisfied, and good? All right, I am feeling disconnected from my husband when I stay quiet when he is in his shitty diaper. But your disconnection has nothing to do with his shitty diaper. So let's say husband is saying things, like, let's just say that you can tell your husband's miserable, right? It's his words and all this other kind of stuff. Listen, let me just finish reading it. I've tried sharing things I've learned, but he said that is bone crushing to keep being told he's wrong. Yeah, so we don't ever tell somebody that their thoughts are wrong. That's number one. No one's thoughts are ever wrong, including your own. It's always like, those are the thoughts. That's it. He's not interested in thought work or changing his approach. And he is miserable, anxious all the time, and unhappy, his words. Right. So you're choosing to feel disconnected because he won't get on your thought work train. That's not your husband's fault. Your husband is having his life experience. You could choose to feel compassionate. Right now, I think what you're trying to do is you're like, husband is miserable. That makes me miserable. So I need to get husband on board in order for me to feel better, which seriously bypasses the entire module two. It's like, oh, I need to fix you so I get to feel better. Like, I'm so happy when you're not around. No. When he's not around, you're just not thinking of him. Your growth is letting him be miserable and all this other stuff. And how do I practice right now compassion and understanding? Right now, you're practicing disconnection. Like, he should know this is his thoughts. If he would think better, he would feel better. All of those are not thoughts that help. They don't lead to connection. They don't lead to compassion. You could be thinking, like, I'm here for him. I'm doing my own thought work so that I can stay in a place of love, compassion, and understanding while he goes through what he's going through. And probably when you're doing something like that and you're in the space of love, compassion, and understanding, your do line becomes way more listening. Because right now, the reason why you don't want to listen, your do line right now is try to change husband, teach him thought work and stuff. Because you're not wanting to be there for him. You're not wanting to manage your mind. So the do line now becomes, listen, be there. Manage my mind. Remind myself of who I want to be in this moment. That's all we can do. Now, if he asks about thought work, that's great. Then you get to teach him. But what most of you do is assault people with thought work. We go in like guns a-blazing. Well, let me tell you what I've been learning. That's just a thought. You could be thinking this. Or we talk about thoughts create feelings. So if you feel bad, that's all on you. Like, we'll talk about, like, and I'm not saying that you do that, but this is what I did when I first started. Like, when I first got introduced to all this, I came home. Not only did I push it all over my mom and my husband and anybody who would listen, but I pushed it on the members too. Like, we had a few members and I was just like, oh my God, that's a thought. It's just, but there's an art. There is really understanding that you, like, first and foremost, let's make sure that your think, feel, do cycles are in check. So now you need to do think, feel, do cycles where husband says it's bone crushing. Husband says, like, it's bone crushing to keep being told what's wrong. He's wrong. And so how do you want to think about that? When he thinks, when he's being miserable, when he's anxious and he's unhappy, now what are my thoughts going to be about it? Because right now my thoughts are, he should be different. He should know this is just his thoughts. And that's not helping. My overeats and binges come after successes. Do you have good journaling prompts to help process success and celebrations? Yeah, we actually did this in May camp. So one of the things that you can do is, so there is a lot of times if you will journal on when I do good, when I, like, a good journaling prompt is like, when I do good, what do I think that means? If I'm having success, do I want success or not? Sometimes success can be pressing on some insecurity. So if you really think that you're never going to be able to lose weight, if you think, here's some of the common ones. I'll never be able to really lose weight. So every time you have success, your brain is like, oh my God, like another sign for us to worry about if we're going to be able to lose all of our weight. And so it starts getting anxious. So you want to make sure you're journaling on, you know, why it's okay to experience success. You want to do a lot of journaling on why it's different this time, why you don't need to worry that you're going to regain your weight. What is so drastically different this time than ever before? The other thing that very often this is a signal for is we have these ideas that when we lose our weight, these bad things will happen. So if you think, when I lose weight, I'm going to have loose skin, and you're afraid of that, then every time you have a success, on the inside, your brain is thinking, well, you're never going to look the way you want. You're never going to like your body. And that on the inside, even if you're not consciously aware of it, is probably unconsciously happening. And so you feel anxious. And guess what? When we start feeling anxious, or we don't see that there's any benefit to even lose, I mean, if all you think is going to happen when you lose weight is unconsciously a lot of bad things or things that aren't so great, you lose motivation. And so in that moment, you're going to want to overeat, or you're going to want to binge to get relief from the pressure and stress of the beliefs you're holding deep inside. The other thing with success is a lot of times when people say, and if I lose weight, people won't love me as much. I'll lose my friends. Sometimes people have, like, I'll get more attention. If you've been maybe abused in the past, or if you've ever been thin and got the wrong kind of attention, if you've been thin and you got, like, you're an introvert and you got, like, everybody and their mama was asking you about it. And then maybe you have some trauma around you lost your weight, got tons of attention, regained weight, and you feel so much shame and stuff around it. Then what will happen is every time you have success, it's going to beat on the door of all those insecurities. So those are playing in the background, and that's what's causing those overeats. So I would just journal, basically, what does success mean to me? Not like, well, I will weigh this and I'll weigh that, but like, what do I think, like, might happen? Is there anything that I think bad could happen because of success? And what would that be? So for a lot of you, if you're noticing that when you weigh in and you get some good results, if you notice you sabotage it by, like, eating, I always think it's a couple of things. You can, like, ask yourself to be like, all right, I know consciously I think that losing weight is what I want, and I know consciously I have these ideas of how great it will be. But if I had to take a wild guess at all the negative side effects, it would be these things. And so you make a list and you write those down. That's all of your inner thinking that's going on. Those are the things that it was in Thoughts 2.0, and I believe this is also in the bonus module. I gave you guys a chart where it's like you have these old beliefs and we have the new ones, and it's like the process of believing new things. You would take those things that you think are the negatives that are going to happen when you lose your weight or when you have success, you would put those in the old column. So there's like four columns on this worksheet. And then in the new column is what you want to believe that happens with success. And then you do the middle parts where you go to proving each of them wrong. So you'll need to go to the website, go to Weight Loss Resources. If you go to Thoughts 2.0, look for the bonus. If you guys have not done Thoughts 2.0, I highly recommend you to do it. So if you're new to No BS, when you finish No BS, one of the best things you can do for yourself is decide, what do I need more work on? Am I just not consistent with my basics? Like, and when I mean consistent, it's like, I haven't really formed the habit. I need more practice there. Like, I could really use more strategy. Like, I noticed that I'm not 100% sure on my enough. I'm not really sure about my hunger. When you're in that space, I would say Basics 2.0 is your next step. If you're in the space of, I know it's my thinking, like, I just feel bad, or I just feel Like it, like I have all these thoughts that race around all the time and blah, blah, blah. Thoughts 2.0 would be the next one that I would do, because you can always circle back to basics 2.0 later. You do not have to do them in order. And just so that everybody knows, we are going to be doing Urges 2.0 in August. So that's going to be our next one. We're going to do it while all the newbies come in. Don't forget that the membership is going to be open August 4th through the 7th for our second big opening of the year. So we will have lots of newbies. They won't be in the Facebook group. We're doing something a little different this time. And we're going to announce all of that in the next couple of weeks. It'll be super exciting for all of you who've been around for a while. We have some really cool things that we're going to be doing. But for all the elders that have been here, we are going to be doing Urges 2.0 while the newbies are going to be learning their stuff. All right. So that should help with some of the success stuff. Do you think all of us women just have old shitties about ourselves as part of the whole female experience to be seen and not heard? Be a nice girl as we are raised. 100%, Charisse. I think this is huge. This is actually part of what, we are literally writing the workbook and the all the content for the October camp right now. It's a transformation weekend, becoming the hero of your story. The very first lesson we talk about this whole idea of being like how we got here. And then on day two, when we talk about people pleasing and other people's opinions, there's a lot of conditioning for people pleasers, especially that, well, I'm just a good girl. Like I was always told to be nice and polite and courteous. We as women have been conditioned that I want you to think about women. We like socially, we're supposed to be seen as polite and nice and warm and giving. And we have like these things. And then men, for their words are always decisive, assertive, powerful, and things like that. If you take those words and a woman wants to aspire to that, we're considered a bitch. Our social conditioning is that we can't be, we're not nice if we're decisive, if we're assertive, if we say no when we want to. And so we have to decondition a lot of this stuff, but it definitely is part of our conditioning. I wonder if our generation's daughters will have the same issue, but for a whole other reason, social media and the perfect Instagram photo. Men just don't seem to have the same body issues. This is not exactly true. Men is the number one rise in eating disorders and body dysmorphia now. Young men especially are falling very prey to this. They are falling prey to seeing really cut, muscular, fitness men, just like women did for years and years and years. This is the thing I want to tell all of you. I have a son. I think that women have had it behind the eight ball for, about forever. But I don't want us to think that men don't have it hard, because what it does is it's going to leave out a generation of our sons. I don't think the fix is to only work on us, because men have always been getting theirs. I don't want to be that way. Now, if some of you do, I think that's fine. But for me personally, as the mother of a son, and even though Logan has autism, I see very little things that pop up every now and then that raise my radar that he is picking some bullshit up. And so I don't want to just selectively just like, y'all are my focus. But what I would encourage all of you to do is to not think that this is just a woman problem anymore. This is an every person problem now. And I think it's important for all of us to recognize that. And, because we've got to have conversations. We've got to learn how to have conversations with our sons, our grandsons, our brothers. I will tell you, I have a brother who has, he's in his 40s. Sometimes I listen to the way he talks about himself. you know, I think we dismiss it because they're men, but a shitty thought's a shitty thought. So I think it's just something important to just recognize, but I definitely am covering this at camp, but I think that there's so much about our female experience and how we, what we decide for our body, what we want for our like weight loss and stuff. I just like, I obviously want to teach you guys weight loss, but not because I think you're a better person if you lose weight. I think that losing weight for me was the best gift I gave myself because it challenged me to figure out like how to prioritize my emotional needs instead of running from them. You know, the most depressed I ever was when I was overweight and it had nothing to do with my weight. I have told you guys this over and over again. I blamed my weight for how I felt for years. I was convinced that was the problem. And so I was always working on my weight. And when I would lose weight, I think I regained it every time because it wasn't fixing the real problem. I was never fixing my self-regard. I was never fixing that part of me that knew how to say no when I wanted to. I was never fixing, like, I couldn't feel my emotions. I had to eat. And so when the food was taken away and I would lose weight, I was left hungry and emotionally incapable. And so for me, weight loss is bigger than just me teaching you how to lose weight. The reason why I keep it so simple and we keep it to the basics is because I want to strip the emotional eating parts out by having you, like, this is why we just eat what we want, what we like, because that's not the problem. The piece of bread, the Oreos and stuff, they're not the problem. The problem is why we're eating them to begin with. Are we running? Are we hiding? Or did we plan it because we're going to really fucking enjoy it? That's a good emotional experience. But eating it because you're not enjoying your life or because you had a bad day or because you're self-deprecating or you're lonely, that's not eating what you want. That's having Oreos so you don't feel what you don't want to feel. And that's like what I want to teach you guys with weight loss. That's why I tell you guys, you got to lose it the way that you're going to live it. It's not just about what you're eating. It's not just about making the plan. All the things that I teach you to do is to force you to start thinking about how you want to think and feel about yourself and your world. Are you going to believe in your capabilities? Are you going to believe that you can figure this out? Or are you going to believe in your past and your failures and what everyone in the world has told you? Like, how do you switch between those two? That's a really good question. Okay, do we have any more? Because that's it. MJ's cleaned it out. I tell you what, I got one more over here that got pre-submitted that I can do. And we pick these, if you're wondering, like, where are these pre-submit questions coming from? We don't ask you guys for them. We go through the Facebook group and ask coaches, and we pull a couple that we know that you guys are all thinking about. So that's where they come from. When I started this journey at 186.6, my goal was to get to 168 and see what that feels like. I am currently at 167.8. First of all, congratulations. And now, oh my God, the horrible, old, shitty, crazy ass, beating me up words are so trying to kick my ass and win. Some thoughts that I'm hearing on replay are, okay, you made it. Now relax and take a break. So this is a good thought. So this is what I call a flare. If this thought is saying, relax and take a break, all you want to do are find all of the insecure thoughts you're having around 167.8. That's what your body's trying to take a break from. There's a lot of thoughts you have around what you're doing. Like, you have to eat this way or you're going to gain your weight. You better not eat that. You better do this. Like, look for all the little subtle thoughts you have that are like commanding you to be good versus, and then take them and write them down. And then I want you to write, but what would I love to be telling myself? Like, if I was going to, like, I'm going to be having this conversation. because I am going to keep my weight off. I am going to be eating these things and I am going to be planning. So what is the lush conversation now? And then start doing it on purpose. She also has, you know, there is no way that you will maintain this or lose another pound. This is where you're going to journal and you're going to write. I would do this every day. At first, it's going to feel a little gross. And then it's going to feel good. And then you're going to love it. And then you're going to realize you don't need it anymore. So I would write every single day all the reasons why 167.8 is here to stay. All the reasons why I'm going to be really good at maintenance. All the reasons why if I want to lose some more weight, I already know I have the skills because I do these things, I think these things. So we've got to start giving, like if you don't give your brain evidence of how to think, it's just like I was talking about in the very beginning. Your brain is only going to think what its habits are. Like what is it going to, it's like it's going to give you natural things that it's going to offer up. And so we want to consciously, right now it's saying, I don't have those thoughts in my habit central yet. Those are not the default things that I think. So we do it consciously for a while and eventually your brain stores it into the default thinking. It becomes who you are. And the other thought is there is no way that you can keep doing a daily plan like you are doing and keep losing weight. And then she put in parentheses, yes, I can. Watch this, bitch. That's just one of those thoughts that's a lie. Like literally, like we always have to just kind of be like, really? For the rest of my life, I can't take 2 minutes to decide what to put in my body so that I can live on this earth for as long as I want. I mean, most of us aren't thinking about our daily plan like that. We're just like, ugh, I don't think I can make a plan for the rest of my life. It's just like being on a diet. That's a thought. Do y'all ever think that I sit down and make my plan and be like, see, here I am one more day dieting? I think like every day when I sit down and make my plan, I'm so looking forward to it. I'm like, this is how I get my brain organized. This is so I don't have to think the rest of the day. This is so I know that I'm going to enjoy my food. And this is so that for the rest of the day, I know exactly what to eat so I can get on with my life. I'm going to tell you right now, you start deciding that that's what your plan is. Guess what? You don't have a reason to not like it. Right now, you guys, though, allow yourself to have thoughts about your plan that cause you to not like it. Remember, the 24-hour plan is just sitting there. And you don't feel jack shit until you got a thought about it. So listen to how you're thinking. If your due line, if your think, feel, due line has on the due, like say, like Kryn said, do a 24-hour plan every day. That's your fact. If your due line, let's say you don't know what you're thinking and feeling, you can just start the think, feel, do cycle at the due line. You can just write shit in there first. Well, what I notice is my ass ain't doing it every day. Not doing the plan. Then you need to think, all right, so if I'm not doing my plan, what thoughts am I having about the plan that cause me to not do it? Because whatever you're thinking isn't true. Like, well, I ain't got time for that. It's just not true. Challenge yourself. How is that not true? I ain't got you got time to self-loathe. You've got time to sit around and wish for weight loss. You got time to sit and think that you can't ever do this. Like, I got all kinds of time in the world. That's a lie. How about I just get up for 2 minutes, make my plan, so at least for the rest of the day, I don't have to sit there and make time for all of those moments where I'm like, you really should get started. You're wasting your time. You don't ever do the things you say you're going to do. We all got time on our hands, every one of us. The most powerful exercise I've ever said out loud when it comes to time is most of us are going to sleep 8 hours a day. The rest of us, or a lot of us, are going to go to work for 8 hours a day. Guess what that leaves you with? 8 fucking hours a day to figure out how to get the things you want in life. I don't care if you spend seven of them cleaning, wiping noses, driving, whatever. You still got another hour of unaccounted time for every day. The biggest hoser most of us have is that we keep thinking we don't have a lot of time. What we have is a lot of micro moments that are wasted in life. Watch yourself for one day. For all of you who have stress, shitty days, stuff like that, just notice how many times are you like, this will be me working, just going at it. And then how many times do you ever catch yourself just like sit back and go, I just wish this day was over. Lord, just wish it was over. Can't wait to get home. I'm going to just relax. I'm going to eat something. I'm just blah, blah, blah. Okay, let's get back to it. That 10 to 15 seconds, you could have wrote down what you're going to eat for dinner. Boom, bitch. Don't tell me you ain't got time. The reason why I don't want you to tell me you ain't got time, because the more you dig in, the worse you feel. You don't deserve to feel that bad. You deserve to feel like you can get shit done that's important to you. That's what you deserve. And when you're always operating from the mindset of, I'm always deciding how to spend my time versus I don't have time, then it makes you question how you're spending your time all day. Just for one day, watch for the micro moments when you stand in front of the refrigerator trying to decide what to eat, what you want, how much time you spend in the car thinking about what you might eat when you get home because you didn't have a plan. Those little moments where you decide to scroll Facebook because you got 2 minutes between a call, a minute while you're standing at the grocery store. How many micro moments of your life are you not putting to use on creating the best life you can? If I was in the grocery store, if I was at the bank, wherever you go and you stand in line and I had my phone, I'd never open Facebook. I'd never open social media. I'd open up my notes app and I'd make sure I had a 24-hour plan written down. So I at least thought about what I want for myself before I read online about what other people are doing in their life, what they're going after, what they're doing with themselves. Stop reading what other people are doing. Most people put on their social media their goals and how they're getting there, and it all looks so perfect and everything. Quit reading about them. Get to reading what's going on in your brain. That is the best time you will spend. All right, y'all. A couple of little quickie fun things. Three. Number one, we have a new feature on the website that you guys are going to love. And I hope you guys will go check it out. It is called the SOS feature. Now, if you go, I think it's MJ or somebody in the comments, tell me where it's at on the website. I believe it's in weight loss resources. If you look for the SOS page, I want you to think about when somebody's tapping SOS, it's like, I fucking need help and I need help right now. You go there and we have got the five things. It's under weight, it's under resources and get coached. If you click, you're going to see the most common emergency button problems we have. And then you're going to see the five best resources in like video format to help you. We kept the resources as short as possible so that you can get your head straight in a moment's notice. I encourage everybody to go over to Self-Study Resources, go to Get Coached, and look at the SOS, because I wanted to give you something that when you need help, encouragement to get your head out of your ass, that you have exactly what you need in that moment. And here's what I would do if I was all of you. Get your phone out. Go to the website. Go to the SOS page. Make a shortcut on your phone. so that if you are in trouble, all you have to do is hit that, and that button on your phone will take you directly to that page so that you can get that help. The other cool thing that we have, we're adding, I believe it's either this week or next week. So if you haven't checked it out yet, we have an amazing newsletter we put out every Sunday. It's beautiful. It gives you like, here's what we're doing this week. And it gives you a way to take some action in your weight loss. Like, we got all kinds of cool features on it. And it's beautiful. Coach Yesenia does our newsletter for us. She is now going to be like the reporter. So we're going to drop only in the podcast. This won't be a video and stuff, and it won't be live, but we're going to drop a quickie. Like, here's what's happening this week inside of No BS. And Coach Yesenia is going to do that. So she's going to take the newsletter and put it into podcast format for all of you guys so that you can hear it. And if you want to go check it out on the website, you can. We email you every Sunday this. If you're not getting an email, guess where you go? NoBSWomen.com, log in, question mark at the bottom of the page, ask Vernon them and say like, hey, not getting the newsletter. Not, I hadn't seen it. I would suggest all of you to check your junk and your trash and your promo folders first. Very often our email gets sent there from all kinds of different, like Hotmail, Gmail, Comcast, there's several that like send us directly there. Make sure you move us to your safe sender list. But sometimes if you think you should be getting email and you're not, check those folders to see if we've been like snuck back in, and just move them on over and make sure that we are put on your safe sender list. The third thing is you need to get signed up for camp. We are fixing to start showing you guys the swag boxes, all the stuff has been, I believe everything is getting ordered next week. If it's not already ordered, we got really cool things. There's a affirmation card deck in this one. It is so legit. We also are going to be, for this particular camp, doing something that I want to try, which is the 60 days before camp. We're going to have two mini workshops to get you ready for camp. We're 60 days out, you're going to set a goal. 30 days out, we're going to set up a reentry plan for after camp. We're going to do all kinds of things. So you're workshopping with me. Then 30 days after camp, 60 days after camp, we're going to review what we've learned. We're going to see where we're at, and we're going to keep the momentum going. So if you want to come to camp, now is the time to get signed up. Don't be sitting around and waiting. Please don't. Just go ahead and get signed up. Give yourself the gift. You'll start hearing more and more about camp in the next few weeks, but I believe we are already a third of the way sold out on in-person. So if you're going to come to in-person, you may want to get signed up before the newbies get here. The last camp we had camp, I think we had a newbies come in 3 or 4 weeks before camp, and we had almost 20 newbies at that camp, and we only took 100. So they're going to snatch spots up because they've been sitting outside in the cold, waiting to be a member, and they're going to want to do all the things. So if you're wanting to come in person, need to get signed up. If you're coming virtually, I'd go ahead and get signed up. We'll go ahead and put you in the Facebook group where people are already talking, already making connections, already doing the things. But we are going to have these mini workshops just for the people who are coming to Transformation Weekend. If you go to NoBSWomen.com, you can go to events, and you can read all about it. All the classes that I'm going to be teaching and the information is all there for you. All right. That's the three things. Everybody's like, what's camp all about? I would go read the page. Everything is on there. It's becoming the hero of your story. That is the theme. All right, guys, that's it. We'll see you soon. Bye, y'all.